Hello everyone, welcome back to the Prosta English Podcast, a podcast created for language enthusiasts. I hope that my episodes will help you boost your listening skills and form a habit of listening to audios in English. First of all, I would like to apologize for not recording new episodes last month, but I have a serious and meaningful excuse. For those of you who follow me on Instagram already know that my husband and I have recently moved into our own apartment. Yeah, last summer we started searching for an apartment, and in November 2023 we got the keys. We waited almost 5 months for the repair work to be finished, and at the end of June 2024 we finally moved in. May was an absolutely crazy month for us because we had to pack all our personal items. We had been renting the previous apartment for 3.5 years, and it was the first and the only apartment where we lived in Gdańsk. And during these years, we accumulated so much stuff like clothes, shoes, books, sports equipment, board games, home decorations, curtains, pillows, Christmas tree toys, and etc. And in the end, it took us a couple of weeks to sort through these things. Items that were still useful and of a good quality, we packed and brought to our new home. Some things we simply threw away because they were useless and I wouldn't have been able even to sell them. Some worn-out clothes with holes I brought to H&M for recycling, and other clothes and shoes in good condition I put in boxes for the Red Cross. The items from the Red Cross boxes go to people in need, like orphans, for example, kids without parents, or homeless and sick people. So yeah, when we were done with packing, we had to clean both apartments. And I really wish we had invited a cleaning service, especially for our previous apartment, because it took us a couple of days to clean all the rooms, including all surfaces like shelves, windows, wardrobes, the balcony, kitchen, fridge, shower, and etc. So, as you see, we had lots of tasks on our plate, but finally it's over and we are living in our own apartment. At the moment, there is no furniture here, so we have no kitchen, no sinks in bathrooms, no proper beds, no sofas or tables. And unfortunately, we most probably will not have any furniture until the end of September. It's a rather sad story, and 2 months ago, it really made us feel down and disappointed. But we have already accepted this fact and we will simply wait because we can't do anything and we cannot influence or change the situation, so it doesn't make sense to feel sad about it. What happened exactly, I will tell you at the end of the episode. I still haven't shared this story on Instagram, so you will be the first ones to know what the issue is. Right now, we do have a bath, so we can take a shower there and wash the dishes, all the plates and glasses and cups and forks and etc. We also have bought a desk for me because I need to work and conduct classes from home. We also have a mattress in the bedroom, and actually it's a good mattress, so later on we will put it on a bed when we buy one. And we also have some beach chairs on the balcony. I really hope that we will buy furniture for the balcony in July when we come back from England, since it's summer now and I spend all my time on the balcony. I work there, have breakfast, read books, sunbath, and etc. And I want this place to be beautiful and comfortable, especially considering the fact that we cannot buy a sofa for the living room until September. At least we will have a sofa on the balcony, which is absolutely perfect. But despite all these inconveniences, I feel over the moon that we are finally in our own apartment. I really love every corner of it, and I adore the energy of this place. I don't know how to explain it, but it seems to me that we have finally acquired a home in a foreign country. The point is that the last 3.5 years were emotionally difficult for us. We couldn't accept Poland for a long time, and we couldn't accept the fact that from now on, we should live here, learn the language, and get used to the culture. Now that we have our home in Poland, it seems that we have opened a new chapter in our life, a chapter of acceptance and adaptation. And now I finally started looking at Poland differently. I see lots of advantages of living in this place, and I also speak Polish. Yeah, my level is just for daily communication, but anyway, it helps me stay connected with local people, and it makes me feel relaxed knowing that I can call anyone and speak with anyone and solve my problems here. You know, maybe let's go back to the last summer and look at where it all started. So, about 2 years ago, my husband and I started thinking about buying our own home. We were tired of throwing away about 1,000 euros every month on rent, while also worrying all the time that we could be kicked out at any moment. We wanted to have our own space where we could decide what color to paint the walls, where to hang a shelf, and when to change the furniture. But then we started wondering, where do we want to live? We always thought that you only buy a home where you are ready to live your whole life. I don't know where we both got this stereotype from, maybe from our parents, but I'm not sure. And then we started asking ourselves, is Gdańsk really the right place? Do we really see ourselves here? Is this place perfect for us? But then we realized that times have changed and no one nowadays chooses a place to live for their whole life, and we can sell the apartment at any time if we want to, or earn more and buy another apartment somewhere else. And once we got rid of this block and this stereotype in our minds, we immediately started our search for an apartment. And to be honest, we didn't consider any other countries or cities, and we immediately focused on Gdańsk. The main reason was the following. Both Paul and I have changed countries many times in the past 10 years. I lived in Lithuania, Belgium, and Denmark. Paul worked in the USA for 5 years. And before Gdańsk, we had been living together in China for a year. So basically, we were tired of changing countries and getting used to new places. And we decided that we wanted to stay in Gdańsk, and we started our search here. But when we started looking for housing in Gdańsk, we realized that even though we had lived here for 3 years by that time, we knew nothing about this city. First of all, prices in nice areas or near the sea start at $250,000, which is insane because it's just Gdańsk, it's not the UK or the US. Secondly, most housing is built in the area close to a garbage plant, yeah, and there is an awful smell all the time. When you arrive there, it seems like you are, oh my god, I even don't know, maybe you are in a trash bin because it smells terrible. And it's not just a couple of times a month or rarely, no, it's all the time. So, of course, we didn't even consider those areas. And it was a pity because the houses there are nice and cute, but that smell ruined the picture of a dream house in our minds. Thirdly, Gdańsk has terrible issues with roads and infrastructure. They build new areas and districts with lots of blocks of flats, but to those districts, there are only tiny single-lane roads which cause huge problems with traffic. And in the morning, you can spend half an hour in a traffic jam just trying to get out of your district. You might say, oh, it's not a big deal. In the future, they will make those roads wider and there will be more lanes and no traffic. But unfortunately, no. All over the city, even in the busiest and the oldest districts, which are full of tourists and lots of cars all the time, they do not widen the roads. It really seems weird to me, but they say that this way, they keep the cultural code of the city, which means that in the past, they had those tiny roads, and now they will keep them to save the historic heritage. And the fourth fact, which was making our search more complicated, and which was also surprising to me, is that Polish people do not care. Let me explain. For example, at the beginning, we thought that we would find an agent who would help us to find a good place. And we were able and we were willing to pay to that person some amount of money to save time and energy. And we contacted three agents. But the only thing they did was send us exactly the same links that we were able to find on the internet by ourselves. And then we decided that it didn't make actually any sense to work with agents and started going directly to developers. Those are the companies who build apartments. But again, they didn't care. They were absolutely not interested in selling us something or convincing us to buy. At that moment, they had so many clients that we had to convince them to show us some options. And they did that with very dissatisfied and indifferent faces. You know, for me, that was a culture shock because I know that in Belarus, companies and shops and any services fight for clients. They do everything to satisfy them and to make them buy. But here in Poland, really no one cares. We experienced the same approach when we later started buying building materials. At that time, we explored all the shops in Gdańsk. And the greatest shock for me was when we went to private salons in Gdańsk and the shop assistants there were also indifferent. They didn't want to spend much time showing or recommending anything to us, so we had to choose in the end everything by ourselves. Based on my experience, Polish service is really weird and hard for me to understand. And if you are living in Poland and find Polish service strange, please let me know because I'm starting to think that something is wrong with me and my understanding of how customer service should look. If you, let's say, on the contrary, have a positive experience with Polish service, please also send me a message on Instagram because maybe you can share some tips on how I need to communicate and speak with shop assistants so they start helping me. So yeah, as you see, it was really complicated and we spent the entire last summer searching for housing. We even asked our parents to come to Gdańsk to help and advise us because at some point we felt completely discouraged and lost. And in addition to that, it was really annoying that my mom always said, "No worries, you will feel your place. You will walk into an apartment and immediately know that it's yours." And I didn't understand what I was supposed to feel because I only felt annoyed and confused by all this situation. But one day, we discovered a new district. It was located on the outskirts of the city. There was no infrastructure, no shops, no convenience stores, no cafes nearby, no salons, and etc. But this district was in the forest. And when we arrived there for the first time, both my husband and I felt that we really liked this place and we really liked its energy. And it was interesting that after that, we checked many other districts, some of them with much more developed infrastructure, but every single time, anyway, we kept coming back to this one. One day, we finally convinced a real estate agent. Yeah, this is the right word, we convinced, because in Poland, you have to fight for their attention. You have to convince people who work with clients to serve you, because they are always having vacations, holidays, days off, and etc. They really do not care about you. So yeah, we finally convinced a real estate agent to show us some apartments in that district. And when we entered our apartment, I finally understood what my mom had been repeating all the time. I really felt with all my heart that it was our place. And I opened the huge windows in the living room and I saw a beautiful forest. And the birds were singing and it was so quiet and peaceful. And I even started crying because I had goosebumps realizing that that was it. We finally found what we had been searching for the last 3 months. After that, we didn't even check any other places. We simply started collecting all the documents and then had to wait for some months from September to November. And in November, we got the keys and started the repair work. Oh, to be honest, this was the most difficult chapter. I do not even want to go into much detail about it. I think because my brain simply tries to block all those memories. But in a nutshell, the first builders we hired were simply terrible. We found them on the internet because we had no one to ask for a recommendation. At first, we didn't realize it because they did some invisible work like electrical wiring and etc. But when they started doing the ceiling, and that ceiling got some cracks after just a couple of days, we understood that we need to kick them out. And we invited other builders who were shocked when they saw the work done by the previous builders. And they told us to destroy almost like everything the first builders had done. And you might think that they did it just to earn more money, but no, trust me, some things were even dangerous for living. Soon I will show you some pictures and videos on Instagram and you will understand what I'm talking about. Of course, we lost some money because we had already paid the first builders and then we had to pay the second ones to destroy everything that had already been done and start from scratch. But I was just glad that we finally found good builders who were responsible and did everything the way we expected. Just in case, if you are also living in Gdańsk and planning to renovate an apartment, send me a message on Instagram and I will send you the contact of great builders and you will definitely save lots of money and your emotional and mental state. When all the renovation work was done and we finally moved in, we were so excited. We were so happy that all this hell was over and now we could simply enjoy decorating our place. But unfortunately, we discovered one more issue. The floor in the entire apartment is covered with vinyl, except the bathrooms, the hall, and the kitchen. And the first day we moved in, we saw that this floor was like a bit dirty with some dust and stains, but we thought that we would wash it and everything would be fine. But unfortunately, no. We couldn't wash out any of those stains that were all over the floor. These stains have no color, but they are clearly visible when the sun is shining, and it feels like someone had dirty, oily feet and walked all over the apartment. Again, I will share the photos on Instagram and you will get what I'm talking about. So we started to investigate the issue and eventually we contacted the factory. And yeah, they admitted that this batch was defective and they offered to send us some cleaning tools and liquids for free. But we found on the internet that these liquids need to be applied every 3 to 4 months to avoid new stains. And of course, that's bullshit. And of course, we didn't agree with this solution. In the end, they will send us a new floor covering for free, but it will happen only in September because they need to produce a new batch. And of course, before we change the floor, we cannot buy any furniture except for the kitchen, the hall, and the bathrooms, because it will be problematic to move in and out all the furniture again. But despite all these annoying and disappointing and pricey setbacks and challenges along the way, as I've already mentioned, I'm so happy that we have our own home in Gdańsk. And I'm really thankful to my husband for everything because he was responsible for all the steps. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this long but very personal episode. If you are also dreaming of buying your own apartment or building your own house, I wish you good luck. I believe that you will make it and your dream will definitely come true. At the beginning, it's not easy, absolutely, I'm sorry, but in the end, it's definitely worth it. Please follow this podcast if you haven't done it yet and stay tuned. Keep in touch, have a wonderful day and see you soon. Bye-bye.